May we quietly welcome ourselves in our inner world, welcoming ourselves into a time of quiet, a time to contemplate, and for sure to meditate on what is real, what is the truth, and the principles behind that truth. So we welcome all of us this evening into this circle. One of those principles reminds us constantly that whenever two or more of us gather together in the truth and in the spirit of divine love, that power that is within us is magnified. So it is a precious gift to find ourselves in holy company, that we might experience this power and presence this evening within our own soul, our heart. So may we begin by taking a deep breath and being ready and receptive to relax, relax. Let yourself lean into the floor or into your chair. Note if there's any tension in your body, in your neck, in your hands, your spine, and just breathe into your body, letting it know it's all right to let go right now. Every Monday we have a theme, and this Monday we're going to meditate on detachment. Detaching. Letting go of that energy that clings to the past, and to these old beliefs that disallow us from moving forward. This isn't so much about detaching from people, places, things, and circumstances as much as it is to come to a spirit of detachment from the old ways of thinking, speaking, action, habits. Detaching from anything that isn't of love or harmony. Wholeness. Oneness. Allow yourself to be aware of the things that you still cling to, that you're attached to, that you know create suffering and pain, and a malaise in your mind and your heart. So may we come together this evening that more might be revealed along these lines, that as we find ourselves leaving tonight, we will be less attached to what isn't bringing harmony into our lives and more attached to what is. Let's take another breath. And let us use this time now to turn our attention fully into our inner world through this breath awareness. Together, let us breathe in. Using the breath to help us tonight, to teach us more about detachment, breathing in together. And relaxing as you're taking this aware breath. There is no rush. There is no hurry. This is a delicious time for all of us to use the breath to detach from the external affairs of our life. Putting our attention into our bodies through the use of the breath. And focusing to the best of our ability, one-pointedly, that your only goal right now is to be aware of your inhalation and exhalation. And being aware of how delicious, how sweet, how quiet, how full it is to be aware of your breath. But the only thing that's important is right now. And this focus helps to bring us into the most important part of our journey, which is now. So we breathe in with awareness. And we release all of the old through that exhalation, using the breath to bring in the new moment as we let go of everything that came before. There's nothing of value in what came before. Now is the moment of value. And so we use the breath to teach us about detachment, choosing to leave behind what has come before. Even if it was a good moment, we let go of it. It's a wonderful thing to learn from our experiences, and it's of great value. Take the learning and detach from the rest. Everything that has come before has not been an accident. Every experience has been very important for our growth and our ongoing. There's a teacher in the midst of our path. It has a story to tell us. It wants us to take what is of value and then detach. To detach from all the conversations in our mind and all the discussions over and over and over about what went before. It keeps us from progressing. So for a moment, let us look at our past as if we were standing on a mountaintop looking back. We'll spend a moment in the silence, watching our breath, as we allow anything of value, a learning, to be brought to us. And then we let go and we leave it behind. We leave the story behind. We cut the tie, the ties that bind us, the ties that keep us from growing up. We're no longer babies. We're no longer children playing with the past. We're here to mature, to release the spirit in us. So let us stand on that mountaintop. Let us be taught for a moment. And then let us detach and move forward. Any old idea is the past, and it's an obstacle. It is a hindrance. Cut the ties that bind. See yourself turning from the past, willing to live from detachment, from all that is no longer of value. And see yourself turning in the direction of tomorrow, where you are attached to higher ideals, to a positive outlook, to a loving life experience, to a life that is filled with bounty, sharing, learning, a life of aliveness. Connecting with all of that and disconnecting, detaching from anything that is not of these higher ideals. Let us become attached to the primary goal of our life, which is to experience this presence that is our very own highest self, that we are attached to that alone, That is our primary purpose, goal, and out of that, our destiny is fulfilled. Out of that comes a life that glorifies God. So let us see ourselves detached with love, filled with this light, taking this light out from behind the bushel and setting it on high, that all might know that God is. God indeed is.